Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode and the entire season is proudly brought to you by California Cryobank. Use code QUEERFAM for a free level 2 subscription at cryobank.com.
The Queer Family Podcast. Love is love is love on the Queer Family Podcast. Love is love is love on the Queer Family Podcast. Love is love is love on the Queer Love is love.
Jenna was not afraid to tell her mom that she hated this and was very over the top. So I took Jenna's physical hatred for dresses and made that, I guess, the physical story that you see within Pivot. Mm-hmm. And then, but the underlying emotional story of being afraid to tell the people you love who you are is my journey of my bisexuality. And when I told my parents in my 20s that I was bisexual, it was fine. It was okay. It was just that I felt ashamed of being this way because of society and not fitting in that box.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Queer Family Podcast bonus episode, y'all. It's a bonus holiday episode. Happy holidays. I told you I wasn't going to be gone long, y'all. And I'm not kidding. Here I am a couple days later. Listen, I had to come in because I wanted to share something with you that I think would be great for your holiday breaks. If you're all about to go on your holiday breaks with kiddos, or, you know, you're just in the holiday time and you're looking for something fun or festive to do, I have something for you and I wanted to share it while it's still fresh. I had the pleasure of sitting down with Robin and Anna. They are filmmakers and they made this little film called Pivot. It's a short film. It's linked in the show notes. It's available online. And they reached out to me and said, you know, they want to share it with our listeners because they think it would really resonate with the listeners. So I went over, I watched the film. It's very short, not very long at all. Watched the film and said, oh, hell yes, you do need to share this film with our listeners because this film is about a little girl who doesn't want to wear a dress and basically has a fight with a dress. Go watch this film as soon as you're done listening to Robin and Anna talk about why they made the film, where it came from, and what the importance of, and why they feel so strongly that everyone should watch it. And I agree. And then you have to watch it quickly. Here's the thing. You have to watch it quickly because apparently it's available to be nominated. I don't really know how it works, but if you get that special nod, then you have to take the film down for a certain time. So you only have a couple days to watch this. So that's why I wanted to get this out right now. So you can all go click the link in the show notes and go watch the film. You know, just tell everybody you heard about it from us first here at the Queer Family Podcast. Okay, I don't want to yammer on too much. I just want to say, you know, very happy holidays to all of you. My dog wants to make a big appearance. She's doing a lot. So, you know, it's the holidays. Family, if you have family, chosen family around you, I hope you are enjoying every minute of it. Thank you all for tuning in. And there will be bonus episodes coming at you for the next 4 weeks. So be sure you keep tuning in every Monday. And then we'll be back with season 15, y'all, at the end of January. I can't believe we are into season 15. What the what? Did I not say these stories needed to be told? Did I not say that? And they keep coming. So I'm going to keep sharing them. I'm not a big New Year's resolution person. I don't really make them. But if you do, I hope you make some good ones. Good luck. I guess my New Year's resolution every year is actually to be happy and healthy and to work towards that. Every day. That is always my New Year's resolution. And that's not always easy. So I hope y'all are happy and healthy. And I wish you all a very happy New Year and a happy holidays. And if you want to reach out, remember, you can always call me at 646-470-1840. Leave a voicemail. Tell me happy holidays. Why not? I'll take it. And keep watching on the socials. I'm there at the Queer Family Podcast. And I'll catch y'all later. Thanks again. Thanks so much for tuning in. Enjoy this episode. Helen has been drinking eggnog since 7 a.m., y'all. Helen is really done in, but she said she wants to roll the tape. So Helen, get up, hon. Okay, Beulah, help her up. Helen and Beulah and Nicole. Please roll that tape, ladies. Thank you.
Queer Family Podcast, love is love.
Hi, Robin and Anna.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for being here and thank you for creating what you've created.
Thank you. We really appreciate that. It's been a long journey to get to this point where the film's out now.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to dig into that. And before we dig in, so the listeners at home know what we're talking about, I'm going to give you your time to give the 30-second elevator pitch. I'm going to put a timer up, but don't get scared. I will never cut you off. It's all in good fun. And we're going to see, who are Robin and Anna, and why are they here talking to the Queer Fam Squad? Are you ready? On your marks. Get set. Go.
So I'm Robin Campbell, and I am a screenwriter and filmmaker. I'm Canadian. I wrote and created the concept for a short film called Pivot, which is about a young girl who doesn't fit the image that her mom has for her as being like a little bit of a mini me, femme, over the top girly. She has like finally chosen to stand up for herself. And this is based, the emotional journey within it is based on my feelings about my bisexuality.
Love it. Boom. Okay. Anna, you're going to do your own. That was amazing. Oh, that was amazing. Everybody needs to watch this film, by the way. And it's really short. So there's plenty, like you can watch it in like a second. Here we go. Ready? Anna, on your mark. Get set. Go.
Hi, I'm Anna. Anna Goussin. I'm the director of Pivot, working director in Vancouver in the animation industry. My role within the film was basically take the words of Robin and her story and translate it into visual images, which is what you see in the film. And what I love about it is to make this amazing conversation piece between children and parents.
I love it. Oh my God. That was beautifully done, like true professionals. So I went and I watched the film and I was like blown away and like just started crying watching it. And as a mother of a kiddo who totally breaks the molds when it comes to the girl thing, she's totally not girly and never wanted to wear a dress. And, you know, so this film touches like such a strong nerve for me. And I thought, okay, our listeners are going to really love this film and love just the story behind it. So let's get into it. Robin, can you talk about where did it come from? Why did you write this story? And how long ago did you start writing this story?
So I started writing this story in 2020, like just when like COVID was happening. And I wrote it specifically, we made the film with Women in Animation, which is a huge organization that supports women in the animation field. There's this really amazing program in Vancouver. It's now across Canada and it's like affiliated with Netflix and Telefilm, a bunch of people.
It's amazing.
And to get into the program, I had to write a script and pitch it. And so because I'm making it with all women, I wanted to make a film about a young girl. There's not a lot of coming of age stories about girls.
You're right.
Which is a bit odd.
Yeah, you're right. I'm thinking about it. And all I can think of is that new Disney one, Turning Red.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That was huge. That came out, yeah, while we were making our film and we all loved it because we all grew up in the 90s. And it's hardcore 90s. And so for me, growing up in the 90s and bisexual and in the 90s, and I mean, maybe until recently and kind of still, bisexuality was kind of considered to just be you're confused. You're like, you're kidding yourself or I don't know.
There's still like a stigma on this, the bisexual word and the bisexual identity. I think there's just this stigma that I think many bisexual folks have to like push through. Agreed. I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah. And my parents were like, it's fine if you're gay or if you're straight, but if you're bisexual, like I think you're kind of confused, which no shame to them at all, because it was the general consensus at the time.
Right. Don't be a confused girl over here. Right.
And I didn't even tell them though. Like I was just like, I'm very introverted and I just like really kind of like kept it to myself and was like, I'm just confused. Like, and so I'll just continue to be confused. Mm-hmm. At the same time, from the time I was in preschool, one of my very good friends, Jenna, she's more mask. She's now a lesbian and she's mask and hated wearing dresses. I didn't mind dresses. I was fine with it. I mean, for the most part, sometimes your mom's like go over the top, but Jenna hated it. And her mom would make her dress up in these really over the top frilly dresses that matched with her sister for every picture day, Christmas concert, birthday. Like it was just constant. And Jenna was just like this little feral cat in a dress. Like she's just so angry all day. Mm-hmm. And her mom would have to like bribe her and they'd get into huge fights over it. And now the idea of Jenna wearing a dress just seems like the most absurd. She's a beautiful woman, but oh my God, if I saw her in a dress, I'd just be like, what's going on?
Yeah.
This is strange. Jenna was not afraid to tell her mom that she hated this and was very over the top. So I took Jenna's physical hatred for dresses and made that, I guess, the physical story that you see within Pivot. Mm-hmm. And then, but the underlying emotional story of being afraid to tell the people you love who you are is my journey of my bisexuality. And when I told my parents in my 20s that I was bisexual, like there, it was fine. Like it was okay. It was just that I felt ashamed of being this way because of society and not fitting in that box.
Yeah. It's that internalized homophobia, no matter how woke and open you are, it touches all of us. It touches all of us. It's so hard. Yeah. And I think you're not alone in that. I think many folks listening can relate to that. So you got the idea. All right, I'm going to write a story about this little girl who doesn't fit the mold. And what happens? Like, what? Where do you go from there?
Like, there's some spoilers here. Is it okay? I'll spoil it. If you haven't watched the film, stop the video, go to the link in below, watch the film and come back because I'm going to spoil it for you now. I go through this whole process of processing my emotions where I visualize what they look like inside my body. And they often like, and they have like what color and like what, the physicality and stuff like that. And so the actual like original idea for the film was very much, it was called The Dress Monster. And that was like the central core of it was all of these things that were very femme that Ashley is the character's name's mom was forcing on her turned into monsters that she had to battle, which was a representation of her fear and anger and just like inability to stand up for herself. And so she has to overcome those emotions and fight these things in her room in order to stand up for herself, which I think is the journey we all kind of go through, maybe even every day to show up as ourselves.
So basically what happens in the film is that mom comes in and brings a dress, right? Brings a box with a dress in it. Mm-hmm. And she is not excited, doesn't want to put this dress on. Then mom leaves, right? I watched it a while back, but and then mom leaves. And then that's when the fight happens and the dress turns into this monster and she's fighting it. For me, as like as a mother, you know, you're trying to do the best for your kids at all times. And it just touched a nerve to think about from a parent's perspective, the turmoil that our children can go through from the simplest things, right? And then in the end, mom comes back in and there's a resolution and then it's good and it makes you cry and it's very sweet. I'm just going to put a little personal story in and then I want to come over to you, Anna. But like, when she was like 3 and 4, we would put her in dresses because we didn't really know that she hated them at that time. And, you know, you kind of mold the kids when they're very little. And I guess when she started going to pre-K is when she started realizing kind of that, no, dresses are really not for me. Mm-hmm. And so the first day of pre-K, she was in this like kind of frilly dress, but like cool frilly, like fun, in my opinion. It was like rainbow and like cool.
Yeah.
Like, and she was like insisted on wearing rain boots with it because I think she was trying to make it more like her or whatever. Anyway, so they take this picture, like they have them sit on the couch and take a picture. It's the first day of pre-K. It's a huge deal. She is so freaking angry in that picture. It is like, and we were like, why is she? Because that wasn't her personality. you know?
Uh-huh.
For years, we'd be like, I don't know why she was so angry that day. And I think your film made me think, oh, it must have been the dress. Because as the year went by, we started realizing how horrific it felt for her to put dresses on. She just hates dresses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's why this resonated so mm-hmm. deeply. Even as a mother who thinks I'm so woke, and I do a podcast all about queer families and how we have to think outside the box and do all the things. Even as a mother like that, I was putting my child in a dress that made her feel uncomfortable, and I didn't realize, and I mm-hmm. didn't. So that's why this film and like the visibility and the story is just so important. And it just, it struck a chord in me. And so just wanted to let you know that.
Yeah.
I love that.
We'll be right back.
Queer Family Podcast, love is love.
Okay, y'all, just because we're on a little hiatus, don't forget, I have a code for you at California Cryobank. We got to use those codes so that they pay for season 15 too. Listen, California Cryobank, y'all know I love California Cryobank, and that's the bank I made my babies at, so why wouldn't I? They're a full-service sperm bank, and they've been around for over 45 years. And they've proudly helped tens of thousands of LGBTQIA plus clients create the families of their dreams. And so I'm really, really so happy that they sponsor this little show all about our queer families. They're the number one sperm bank in the US, and they ship to over 40 freaking countries, y'all. They also have one of the most diverse selections of sperm donors out there, which is great and important. So to learn more, you're going to visit cryobank.com, and you're going to use code QUEERFAM, QUEERFAM, and that's going to get you a free level 2 subscription to their donor catalog, which is really awesome. So you can see more about these donors. This is an important decision you're going to make. Oh my God, make the babies. I'm so excited for all of y'all. Go use that code, get that free level 2 subscription, or use the code for a discount on a level 3 subscription, which gives you even more info about the donor. Go make those babies, code QUEERFAM, and then come on the show and talk to me about it.
Love is love.
I love that you said that, and I love that you mentioned a picture being the thing that you saw the mm-hmm. emotion come through, because it's an element we use in the film, right? Like the picture is kind of the thing that makes the mom realize how ingrained it was and how miserable it was making her child, even though her child was right in front of her every single day, right?
So yeah. I think that's what made me think of the picture. I think it was what you did. Yes. I think that's when the tear came.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, but I'm glad you're realizing, because I have a similar story to that. Unlike Robin, as a kid, I wasn't so, although I do internalize my other things, I was a little bit more like her friend in terms of like, I did make my mom know that I wasn't happy in dresses and things like that. And my mom was very fortunate to read the signs and find other ways. But yeah, there were events that there was no way around, right? Like, mm-hmm. Your grandma made you a dress and you have to wear it in your birthday because grandma made it. And oh my gosh.
Right.
So very early on, I learned that if I saw a dress laid out for me in the bed, I was like, oh, we're not going somewhere fun. Because that, like, you cannot go jumping around, especially the tights back in the 90s, they would rip off so easily. Mm-hmm. Now technology has helped us a bit, but they were horrible. I was able to grow up with a bit more like pants and shorts and things like that. But I early on recognized that the role of the dress being this thing that kind of like traps you in a way that you cannot play as freely as other kids.
Mm-hmm.
Reading the script when Robin brought it to us, it was it felt very personal. It hit a chord right there. And it felt really special because not only me, but then our producer, our art director, our animation director, they all kind of felt the same way. Oh, the story is me. So we knew we had something pretty universal in our hands where it doesn't matter our culture, our background, because we, amongst the team, we have a very varied background. I am born and raised in Brazil, grew up there. I recently moved to Canada. Our producer is from Germany and Austria. So like, no matter where you come from, you kind of have that history within mm-hmm. you as well. So mm-hmm. we knew the story was super special and we had to make it come true the best way possible.
And I love what y'all did with the credits. Didn't you have pictures of each of you in a dress?
Yeah. Yes.
A lot of dresses.
Right. I mean, these gender norms run deep, right?
Yeah.
Even even like with somebody like me who thinks I'm not doing the gender norm thing. I am. Like, we are. We do, because they run so deep because of the air we breathe and the society we live in. Mm-hmm. So, Anna, can you talk about your piece in the film?
Robin wrote it for the ACE program that's run by Women in Animation. And the idea of the program is to help women kind of like mid-level career in animation to, there's kind of like a glass ceiling that women are majority in schools, majority in entry levels of the industry, but there's kind of like this place where we don't rise above it. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of reasons for it. But then the program is aimed to help us kind of get a key creative credit in the industry so that we can leverage it into jobs later on. So I applied for the program because I felt I was in that place in the industry, kind of being pigeonholed in a place I didn't want. Mm-hmm. All of us that worked in the film, the main six creative credits applied for the program as well. And we were selected by a jury panel of women that work in the industry. And we banded together to work in it. My role specifically directing it is basically, as I mentioned before, to bring Robin's story and put it in visuals. And how are we going to move forward with it? Together, we broke the story. We put it back together. We pieced it all in all different ways. At one point, it went on a complete different way. And then we brought it back to what the original script core message was. From the beginning, I feel we had very strong points in it, which were Robin was very adamant about having Ashley, which is how we call a character, be the hero of her own story. She didn't want mom to intervene in her realization. She knew who she was, and we try to be respectful of that at all points, and also mom not to be a villain. Mom just didn't see. She was caught in all different kinds of places. She thought she was doing the best for her child. She just didn't see the change that was happening, not to her fault. It was a key element that Ashley would be between 11 and 12, because we're like preteen. We are going through that. It's that place where we're going through who our personality is. We're detaching a bit from our family, but not quite yet. So it was very important for us that mom just didn't know.
I like that. I like that you did it that way. And I like that she was soft and mom had like a softness to her in the end. I did appreciate that. It would be a whole different story if it was, you know, mom fighting against it and being hard on her. And it's not that kind of a story.
No.
And I like that. I like that you did that.
And the monster and the visuals, it kind of all clicked in when we brought Cindy Chiang, our art director, into the picture. Oh, she's amazing. And as part of the program, we had other women pitch for the film. And it was so hard to make a decision based on their talent and their capacity, because everyone was so amazing. But then when Cindy brought in her pitch for the dress, it already had those eyes within the flowers. Go watch the film. I'm sorry if I'm spoiling anything, but like,
everybody's going to go watch it.
It just looked so unique and so quirky. And there's something horrifying about it, but at the same time, it's kind of cute. So at that point, I'm like, this is our film. And then we brought Cindy in and she kind of molded the film visually, how you see it. Like, it looks very much like a illustrated book, which is very warm and welcoming, but then it turns and twists into something a bit more scary, which was something that we wanted to make. This film was made for a family audience to watch together.
I was going to say, you know, everybody has to show this to their kids, because, and not just your daughters. I think that every child and parent would benefit from watching it together. And it's really short, like I said, but it's sweet. And the message is just so wonderful. And I love the empowerment of the child. Just the acknowledgement that, you know, it's okay to be you. I think it's such an important message, and the visibility of films like this and uplifting films like this that are made by women or, you know, marginalized folks, and getting these stories out there. So the more of us who can watch it and uplift it, the better this whole world is going to get, is my opinion. I mean, that's really why I wanted to have y'all on, and like, let's uplift this film.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for saying it.
So what's the plan with the film? Like, where does it go? What can listeners at home do to like help get it where you want it to be, or is it already there? And then what's the next thing?
We have been in 35 festivals around the world.
Great.
Which has been amazing because it doesn't have any dialogue. It crosses yeah. like all barriers, which was really important to us because we've found that women all over the world have exactly the same plight of being objectified by the people that love them.
That's deep. Oh my God.
And so we are Oscar qualified and right now voting is about to happen for the shortlist for the Oscars, which is the top 15 films.
Ooh.
And historically, films about girls are extremely underrepresented. There's, I think, only one film that's ever won an Oscar that was about like a young girl's journey, and none that were also written and directed by women.
Interesting. Wow. What the hell?
We are trying really hard to get on that shortlist. Right now, it's on, the film is online. You can watch it on YouTube. We'll give you the link so you can put it in the bio of this video. Please watch the video, like it, share it, comment on it, and let's just try to get as many people as possible to watch this film and try to bring like more representation. You know, the biggest thing for us is we want as many girls and boys and parents to watch this film and understand how they maybe are pushing their own, or just not pushing their own values onto their kids, but then also just not like seeing and valuing their kids for who they are and right. empowering kids to stand up for who they are. Mm-hmm. That's our biggest piece.
That's the thing as a parent, you talk a big talk and you really do believe what you're saying. And mm-hmm. then it's also hard to really see your kids because, you know, we got to put one foot in front of the other and it's a day-to-day struggle. And then sometimes you forget about that very important part of being a parent to kids. And so it's little films like this that make a difference. I think it's great. I want this to go. I hope this wins an Oscar. That would be freaking amazing.
It would be amazing.
Yes. So everything that I ask all y'all at home to do for me and my show, now you have to do for them too.
We would highly appreciate it.
Yes. And how long is the film exactly?
Film is 7 minutes, 8 seconds. So
it's like short, sweet, to the point. It gets the message across and it touches a string in your heart and it's gonna give you all the feels. And it's for everyone, boys, women, girls, children, everyone in between and outside the boxes. Like, go watch this.
One of my favorite responses, because I would have never thought about this, a man that I know who watched it told me how it really impacted him because his, like, growing up, his dad was like, wasn't allowed to be a Mets fan. Allowed. No way. You're Yankee. And it's like, what if I like the Mets? And he said like his whole life, like that was like not allowed, blasphemous if you like this other team. And it's almost like, it's just projecting your own, what you like onto your kids. You must, or else I don't love you.
Everybody has their thing, right? And it resonates in so many different ways. That's hilarious.
So many ways. Yeah. It was so weird. And that really came up for them.
That's so amazing. So we'll get something out of it and then let us know like how it resonated with you. I think it's great. And I, you know, we're a little bit outside the norm of what we usually talk about because I'm not asking what your plans are for family building and I'm not asking how you came out and I'm not asking all that stuff. But I think this was an important thing to highlight. So I'm just so glad you two came on. I'm glad you made, your whole team made this film and I want to see it soar.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank really you for having us. Yeah,
of course.
We're happy to talk about anything, but yeah, we love talking about our film, of course, because we made it with a lot of love and hard work. We made it for that. We made it to bridge conversations and to make sure everyone gets a little bit out of it. So yeah, it's very wholesome when we get to meet like a parent that sees a lot in it and like a little bit of herself in the child and in the mom as well. So this is very special. Mm-hmm. We don't often get to talk through the parent perspective, right? So thank you. Thank you for sharing your story.
Awesome. I'll have to share that picture of my daughter. She's adorable though, but so angry. I bet she looks really cute. She was so angry. She was not feeling it. We were like to the teacher, like, she's actually usually not like this. She's usually like really loud and rambunctious. Like, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what happened. Yeah. And the dress, I bet the dress would be really cool because I see all these dresses today that like, yeah, the fluff and all the, like, I bet I would love it as a kid, but like, maybe not.
Yeah. So it's important. And I appreciate you. Anything else you wanted to add? Well, tell everybody where to find it. And then I will add it to the show notes as well. But tell everybody verbally, where can they find the film and all the stuff?
So it's on YouTube on Omletto. So if you put in the search bar, Omletto Pivot, it will come up. Omletto is a channel that specializes in only sharing short films, really amazing short films. So I highly recommend just checking them out in general.
Thank you so much for coming in, for creating it firstly, and for coming and chatting. And I can't wait to show it to my kids. I totally forgot I was going to do that. And now I'm excited to do that. So yes. Thank you.
Yay. Please let us know.
Yeah. I can't wait for the conversation that happens after it. That'll be interesting. But thank you so much. This has been such a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about it.
Of course.
Queer Family Podcast.
A special thanks once again to our sponsor, California Cryobank. Don't forget, y'all, use that code QueerFam, QUEERFAM, for a free level 2 subscription to their donor catalog. Go make those babies, y'all, and then come tell me about it. Go make them. Go ahead.
Love is love.
Whew. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed that episode as much as I enjoyed it. And if you did enjoy it, feel free to listen to another or watch another. I have so many episodes for your listening or viewing pleasure. Just go pick one and enjoy. There's a lot. There really is. And also, if you really do like this show, please, I know I say it all the time, but please do consider supporting the show on Patreon. You're just going to go to patreon.com/thequeerfamilypodcast. You're going to pick a tier, you're going to join, and you're going to get that bonus content. And you're also going to get my love and adoration for the rest of my life. I love you all. Thanks for tuning in. Keep on tuning in, and I'll see you next time. Mwah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.